Rosli bin Ibrahim is a fisherman from Malaysia's Tumpat district in Kelantan. He says things here have changed a lot in the last 30 years.
In the 1990s, the Gedi River was clear. You could see the sand. We didn't have any problems here. Now the river is polluted and it smells bad.
Sediment and development have altered the course of the river. It no longer flows to the sea. And around 10 years ago, it became more susceptible to red tides, a name given to a phenomenon when a higher-than-normal growth of tiny, single-celled algae happens.
The bloom of algae causes discoloration in the water. I'm going to scoop some of this water out. And you can see there's a rust-coloured tinge to it.
Red tides now occur here as often as once a year and can last for weeks, even months.
Pollution can be a factor, the hot weather too. And in this particular spot of the river, the water is very calm. This can all produce conditions that are right for algae to multiply fast.
Not all algae are toxic, but tests by the fisheries department show the algae in the Gerting River is of the Alexandrium species, which produces toxins. Mollusks, such as oysters and clams, can accumulate high concentrations of toxin and filter it from their systems after several weeks. Fisheries officials have issued notices banning people from selling or eating mollusks found along the Gerting River. The officials say fish are safe to eat during the period as long as they are caught live. The area affected by the red tide is small. Gerting River is less than 3 kilometres long. But news of the algae bloom has affected seafood traders in the area.
Some customers have cancelled their orders because they are afraid. I'm not selling clams and oysters from Gerting River because we know about the dangers. I get mine from another beach, the one over there.
The fisheries department is conducting weekly tests to determine when the waters of Gerting River will be safe again. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Gerting River, Tumpat District, Malaysia.